Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith and narration which has been transmitted from the fifth Imam, Imam Baqir alayhi salam. And this tradition is about the world, the dunya. The Imam gives a parable, gives an example for the world. He compares the world to something. It should be mentioned that the world has been mentioned, the dunya, the world has been mentioned in many places in the Holy Quran, and God Almighty Himself has mentioned many parables and examples of this world. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, "Draw for them the parable of the life of this world. It is like the water we send down from the sky. Then the earth's vegetation mingles with it, then it becomes chaff scattered by the wind, and Allah is omnipotent over all things." This is one of the parables that Allah mentions regarding the world. In this tradition, the Imam compares the world to a house. Let's look at what the Imam says in this parable. By way of passing, we should mention that because we're in the month of Ramadan, this is a very sacred month, this is a very holy month. In this month, we need to distance ourselves from the world, from the worldly things. We need to turn back to God. By understanding what the world is, through these parables that our A'imma alayhimus salam have given and that God has mentioned in the Holy Quran, it can help us in staying away from the world and relinquishing it. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Consider your sojourn in this world, your stay in this world, just as a house that you stayed in and soon departed from, or an object of perfection that you witnessed in a dream, then you awoke and not a thing from it remained with you." Right? The Imam compares it to two things. A house that you were staying in for some time and that you left. Like, let's say you were renting a house, you stayed in it for some time and then you departed from that house. Right? So the world is like this. We came in here, we stayed here for a while, and then we left. Another thing that the Imam compares the world to is like something that we see in a dream. Right? We might see something in a dream that we enjoy or we become happy at witnessing. We might even feel that it's real while we're dreaming. And then when we wake up, we realize, no, it was not real. It was just a figment of our imagination in a dream. The world is something like this. In continuation, the Imam says, "I have given you this parable because this world, according to the people of the intellect and knowledge of Allah, is just like a shadow in the shade." In the end of this tradition, the Imam mentions a third example for the world. He says that the world is like a shadow in the shade, like a shadow of something that falls and is cast in the shade. Just like a shadow is very fleeting, it's very transitory, it doesn't last very long. As soon as the sun sets, it ceases to exist. In a similar manner, the world is like this, right? It's for us, right? For us, it's transitory, it doesn't last very long. Once we die, we forsake it and it finishes for us. Now, because of this, because of the transitory nature of the world, right? We shouldn't attach ourselves to it. We should attach ourselves to that which is long-lasting, and that is the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the parable of the world in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد